sisters and brothers. The Basics bus tour is rolling through the Big Apple. We're here today in Brownsville and at the same time up in the Bronx. Why are we here? Because this world is a horror. I mean, look around you. Let's just start with looking around the world. The way this country is waging wars for empire. In Iraq, in Afghanistan, threatening war with Iran. Look at the way they send drone missiles at destroying whole villages in places like Pakistan. Look at how the environment is being devastated. Let's come to this country and look at the way that they force immigrants to live their lives on the margins of society, breaking their backs, working in dangerous jobs, getting low pay, not having rights because they don't have papers, fearful of immigration raids that split up families and destroy people. Let's come right here to New York City. Look at the degradation that women are forced to deal with. Women who have to deal with brutality on the parts of people who are supposed to love them, but also women who end up trafficked as sexual slaves right here in New York City, in the heart of what they tell us is the homeland of freedom and democracy. But there ain't no freedom and democracy here, because let's talk about how the police roll. Let's talk about stop and frisk. This is the spot in New York City, this precinct over here, that stops the most people in New York City. 600,000 people and more stop throughout the city. Most of them black or Latino. Most of them doing absolutely nothing wrong. But these authorities have revoked any rights that you have to be secure from unreasonable search and seizure. What is all of this about? Why do things like this happen? Not only here, but around the world. It's because of this goddamn capitalist system and the way that it works. The way that it is set up to work in the interest of a handful of super rich capitalists maintaining their power and domination over society. They're targeting people who they hate and fear, wanting to keep them down so that this capitalist system can keep on robbing them. That's what we're up against. That's what we're dealing with, sisters and brothers. On top of that, they tell us there ain't nothing we can do about it. That this is just the way things are. This is the best you're going to be able to get, and the most that you can hope for is the hope that you could be one in a million who makes it through this meat grinder of a system, while the other 999,999 get ground up by that system. But this Basics bus tour is here to tell you that things do not have to be this way. We don't have to put up with all this BS. That through revolution, communist revolution, we could end all of these horrors that I've been talking about. We could bring into being a totally different and far better world. And we have the leadership to do that in Bob Avakian, the leader of the Revolutionary Communist Party, a man that spent decades looking at and addressing everything that stands between humanity and getting out from under this system. A man that's put his life into looking at the experience of previous revolutionary societies. Looking at the many great things that they achieved, how they achieved it, and working to build off of those achievements. But also looking at where those revolutions fell short, or where they went wrong. Figuring out why they went wrong, and developing a new approach that breaks through on those shortcomings and errors. So that the next time revolution is made, and power's in the hands of the people, we can go farther and do better. Through doing this, he's developed a new approach. A new synthesis of revolution and communism. Now, this is something that most people don't know about, and we are here on this Basics bus tour to introduce people to that, to let people know about the leader that we have in Bob Avakian, to bring them his book, Basics, which is a collection of quotations and short essays from those 30 years of work. We're highlighting two quotations in particular. One is, American lives are not more important than other people's lives. This bullshit about them firing drone missiles and destroying whole villages because they think there might be one person in there that's an enemy of the United States. What they're saying is those other hundreds of people that they kill, their lives don't matter. Their lives don't mean anything. But they also tell us that our lives don't mean shit either. Because when they stop and frisk these hundreds of thousands of blacks and Latinos every year, their basic point is we got to do that to keep society safe. Well, what are they saying about these black and Latino people who get targeted with stop and frisk? That they ain't part of society? That they don't matter either? This is the bullshit they run down on us, and we got to say, uh-uh. We ain't going out like that. The other quote that we're bringing out is internationalism. The whole world comes first. Because what the revolution has to be about and what this revolution is about is not about getting revenge, doing to somebody else what got done to you. It's about emancipating humanity. That's the kind of leadership that Bob Avakian represents. And this is the leadership that we have for this revolution. And we want everybody to know about that. We're going to spread that throughout New York City, just like we spread it down south from Atlanta down to Sanford, Florida on the previous leg of the bus tour. Going right down to where Trayvon Martin was murdered, but also where people began to stand up. Because when people stand up, they got to know that we ain't got to stay within the confines of this system. We don't have to look for the best that we can get within this system. We can make revolution and get beyond this system. And we in the Revolutionary Communist Party are building a movement for revolution. And that movement needs you all and people like you. Now, I know some people are listening to this and saying, well, wait a minute, Carl. I don't know if I can be a revolutionary. I'm not like you. You seem to put your life into this. You studied this stuff. And that's true, I did. But here is the thing. Do you want to see all this madness that comes down on people stopped? Do you think that the days when this system could go all around the world and do what it wants to people, when people are not inspired and organized to stand up and resist these injustices and build up the strength to end them once and for all, that those days must be gone? If you feel that way, then you need to get with this revolution. You need to get with us, because there's something everybody can do. There's a role that everybody can play. Look, these volunteers on the bus tour, some of them came from as far away as California. We needed people to house them. We needed people to donate food for them. We needed people to make donations of money. We run into people who have done that. People who have brought a little bit of food. You know, here's some cans of refried beans and here's some tortillas to make help make some tacos for people. A couple of women whose sons were murdered by the police, they heard about this bus tour, and they said, we want to make dinner for these volunteers. Two 13-year-old girls heard about this and ran off to ask their mother, could they make cupcakes for a bake sale for these volunteers? All of those people were enlisting in the movement for revolution. And we got some cards here that break down ways that people could get with this revolution. It talks about doing things like getting a stack of these cards, getting them out to other people. It talks about putting some of the cards on the bus, on the subway, on the seats, and see who picks them up and reads them. And anybody that likes them, then maybe you could go over and talk with them and get them connected up. It talks about getting basics and reading it and discussing it with us and discussing it with other people. It talks about getting a copy of Bob Avakian's DVD, a talk that he gave, Revolution, why it's necessary, why it's possible, and what it's all about, so that you can learn more about the revolution even as you help to spread it. And there's another very important thing that people can do. We call that fighting the power and transforming the people for revolution. Because look, the way the system is coming down on people, it's intolerable. People should not tolerate it. People should stand up and fight back against it. Now, y'all might not remember this, but back in November, some of us gathered down at that corner and said, we're going to stop and frisk. And we marched to the police station and we got arrested. Back then, not so many people was talking about stop and frisk. But we did this here. We did it in Manhattan. We did it in Queens. And it began to contribute to changing the way people look at stop and frisk. Helped build up much more resistance to it. We're going to be keeping going on that. We're going to have a day in September that we call blow the whistle on stop and frisk. We need people here in this neighborhood to get involved with that, to spread the word on that to other people. In doing that, you'll be connected up with the revolution. You'll be getting hooked up with the revolution. That's what we need. People need to get these cards, to look at the 12 things, see which of them, how many of them they can do. Because it's something that everybody can do. We need to get people mobilized today, organized, standing up and fighting back. We need to get people spreading the word on the need for revolution, the possibility of revolution, and the leadership we have for that revolution. This is the way that you prepare for and build for a revolution. It's the way that you gather the thousands today who can be influencing millions and getting ready to lead millions of people when the time is right to make revolution. Because in a country like this, you can't make revolution anytime you want. You need a situation where the whole system is in crisis, where the rulers are dividing up and fighting each other. You need a situation where people are tired of living like this, don't want to go on one more day like this. And then you need a leadership, a vanguard revolutionary leadership with deep roots among the people. We can be working on that thing of vanguard leadership, building its roots among people. People refusing to live like this anymore, working to get other people to see that as well. And through doing that and through building that resistance, we will be creating deeper problems for the capitalist ruling class. We will be preparing the revolution, preparing the ground for revolution, preparing ourselves and others for revolution. So look, revolution is not only necessary, it's possible, and this movement for revolution needs people like you. I've sketched out some of the ways that you can get with it. Now what I want to do is I want to hear from some of y'all. I want to hear what people think about this. I want to hear what questions people have. I want to hear what ideas people have. And I also want to know who wants to get with some of what we're doing. Who wants to be a part of building further resistance to stop and frisk? Who wants to contribute to this Basics bus tour by doing things like helping to feed the volunteers, collecting money for the basic bus tours and its expenses, and helping it in other ways? Let's get into this, sisters and brothers. Let's talk about it, because we got to get organized, and we got to get organized for revolution. We don't want to just look for the best that we can within this system. We don't want to look at it like, well, who's the best person we can get in office who'll end up representing the system and presiding over the attacks on us. Let's get into this, sisters and brothers. Let's talk about it.